Thanks, guys. I was hoping we were going to do a few more there. Never mind. Okay. So a recent survey conducted revealed that people thought that the 25th of December is Father Christmas's birthday. Might well be. And that Jesus is a football player. And I'm glad our Adam isn't here because he'd be putting his hand up saying he is. But, okay. And I once worked with the Jesus of Volvo trucks. But he was definitely not the saviour of the world. Or a Volvo truck, to be truthful. And Sky Sports would have us believe that Christmas is all about football. And I'm kind of hoping Dawn buys into that one, but I'm sure she's not going to. Okay. And Greg's the Bakers would have us believe that it's all about one of them. A sausage roll. There we go. At least we've got Adam's Christmas present on. Okay. And there's a certain cheese company that would have us believe that it's all about one of them. The baby cheeses. Oh, come on. Not even a groan. Oh. Tell you what. I took minutes on this. But it's about this little guy. A baby in a manger. And I've always thought that the nativity story was a bit odd. I get the bit about Jesus being born as a baby so that he could live our life and that he could understand our sufferings. Rather than coming as some kind of Marvel Comics superhero character, I get that. But there's other elements of the story that don't make sense to me. So this morning, I want to look at and focus just on one little bit, and that's on the shepherds. And I want us to look at it from a different angle. See, the Christmas traditions that we follow are mainly a Victorian creation and German. Won't please some of you, will it, that? There we go. The stable behind the inn with a donkey, a cow, a sheep, a camel, a hippopotamus, a lobster, and an octopus. It isn't in my Bible, not that I can find. So traditionally, we think of the shepherds as poor and lowly. People who were out in the field that first night and were possibly, they were just in the right place at the right time, and it's just a coincidence. I struggle with that one. I've certainly been taught in other churches and in school that the angels appeared to the shepherds to show that God was interested in the poor, the working class, the ordinary people. And I know that he is. However, I believe that these shepherds were different. And I don't believe that God left things to chance when it came to the birth of his son. When it came to God implementing his plan of salvation for humanity, I believe that our God is the God of detail, planning, and not coincidence. See, I work away from home quite a bit, and one of the first things I sort out is the accommodation. Where am I going to sleep? And I can't believe that when God and Jesus were chatting about salvation and the plan of it and working it all through, neither of them, creators of the universe, went, we need to sort out somewhere to be. Where's this going to happen? Think about it. Or don't think about it. So let's quickly look at Micah chapter 4, verse 8. It says this, "And you, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, to you shall it come. Even the former dominion shall come, the kingdom of the daughter of Jerusalem." Now, historically, the tower of the flock was located just outside Bethlehem town, but it was still in the area known as Bethlehem. And it was the place where the flock, which provided the Passover lambs, were kept by specially trained shepherds and purified shepherds. And the sheep were kept outside the whole year long, and only the ewes were brought into the tower to give birth. And the shepherds would inspect the lambs that had just been born, and they'd place them in a manger to do this. And they'd either certify them pure, without blemish, for the sacrifice, for the Passover, or they'd just release them back into the normal flock. And some sources even state that the sacrificial lambs would have a piece of swaddling cloth tied around them just to identify them from the normal sheep lambs. And the best lambs were the firstborn males, ones just like Jesus was Mary's firstborn son. So we can go to Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 16, please. "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes, laying in a manger.' Suddenly a great company of heaven's host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger." So what we see here is Jesus, the Lamb of God, born to be God's Passover Lamb, sacrificed for the sins of the world, born in the place where the sacrificial lambs for the Passover were born, inspected by the shepherds and certified as perfect. It's no accident that the baby in the manger goes on to be the perfect Lamb of God, sacrificed to take away the sins of the world. It's God's perfect plan being played out in all its wonder and all its glory. So I don't know about you guys, but I find Christmas a bit stressful, a bit of a hard time. And as a younger man, I sat in quite a large family on Christmas Day, and at times felt quite lonely, quite felt on my own, felt not quite part of it. And there's so much to worry about and stress about, isn't there, tomorrow? The sprouts gone too early, they're on too late. The sprouts already on today. Possibly, Eddie. I would have thought by now some people will have them on. No? Okay. I thought a couple of people put them on sort of mid-November. No? Okay. But we can forget about what it's all about. We can get so stressed with, will our Adam enjoy his sausage roll? I know for a fact he will. Have we bought the right things? Will my mum open the CD that I bought her and go, really, what on earth was he thinking about there? That we miss the main point. So in the busyness of tomorrow, find some time to be grateful and thankful that a loving father gave his only son as a sacrifice so that you and I can have a restored relationship with him. Because that symbol and that symbol are linked. And praise God that they are linked. You know, my friends in work have no issue. No issue at all with the baby in the manger. They can cope with that. Because the baby in the manger doesn't demand anything. But they have a real issue with the Saviour on the cross. Because he challenges and he makes them think and make decisions. So, if during this Christmas period it all gets a bit much, the sprouts are burnt. I'm not getting any money for advertising sprouts here, am I? I should be. I should have contacted Asda for that one. The sprouts are burnt. The kids are playing with the box that the toy come in, and not the toy, board on it. Uncle Albert and Auntie Jean are arguing about what happened on Boxing Day in 1959. Or you're just feeling depressed, sad, and lonely. Please remember the words spoken by the man who was once lying in the manger. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas Day and a great Boxing Day. But remember what it's about. Remember that there's a loving Heavenly Father who's provided you with the best presents ever. Okay? So when you've unwrapped that gift and it's a Lynx gift set, man, and you don't wear Lynx and you never have and you never will, just think of the greatest gift that God has already given you, Jesus. Okay. Worship team, I'm afraid it's back over to you guys. Thank you very much.